Zakta Mishnah Vayitra, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perik Tes, Mishnah Gimel. I have wood, and I gave my wood to a craftsman to make something out of it. I went over to someone, I said, can you please take my wood and turn it into a box, a closet? Let's say my wood is worth a dinner. The finished closet is worth 20 dinner. Nosan, if someone gave wood, le'umonim, to craftsmen, le'sakein, to fix and to turn into a keli, ve'kilkalu. After he turned it into a keli, he banged in a nail in the wrong place, he did something, but it fell apart, or now it has a hole, it's useless. The din is chayav, and these craftsmen are obligated, l'shalem, to pay to the bailam the value of the finished closet. The craftsmen are going to taina, listen, you gave us wood that's worth a dinner, here's back your dinner, buy more wood. But they're not right. The balabas is going to say, no, this closet was my closet. A craftsman is not kind of the closet. And therefore you destroyed a closet. It's worth 20 dinner. You have to pay me 20 dinner. Now we're talking here about a uman that's called a kablan. A kablan is a worker that agreed, let's say, to take the wood and turn it into a table, into a closet, at a set price. Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaitra, Nostan if the Balabayas gave over Lacharish to a carpenter. Shida Tevil Migdol. He gave them finished kalim. Different type of boxes or closets, technically migdals, like a small tower. And he said here, the door is loose, Sikhvais. Fix it for me. Lasake. I need you to bang in some more nails. Vikilkal. Instead of fixing it, he broke it. Chayiv Lashala. He has to pay the Dmei HaKeli. Now the Gemara says, really, if I gave someone plain wood, and he turns it into a keli and breaks it, so you told me then he has to pay for the whole keli, so for sure, if I give him a keli to fix and he breaks it, he has to pay for the whole keli. What do you have to tell me the second case for? So the Gemara explains, Tani Seifel Leguluya Aresha. If we only had one case, I would say, no, we're talking about where he gave him a finished closet, let's say, or box, and instead of fixing it, he broke it, so he has to pay for the whole box. But if he only gave him wood, and the carpenter turns it into a keli and then breaks it, maybe then he should just have to pay back the price of the wood. So therefore we have two cases. Tana Seifa Legluya Iresha. Don't make that mistake. Not only in the case of where he gives him a finished keli and the carpenter breaks it, does he have to pay for the whole keli? Even where he gave him wood and the carpenter turned it into a keli and then broke it, he has to pay for a keli, which of course is worth a lot more than the wood. Vaitrazak de Mishnah. Babinai, a worker who builds houses. Shekibol Olav, he took a job from the Balabayas. His job was, his instructions were Lister Es HaKaisel, to take apart a stone wall, to separate one stone from the other. But he was told, keep the stones intact. Lamaisa, what happened? He took apart the wall and broke the stones. Vishiber Es Wavonim, he broke the stones. He wasn't careful as he was taking apart the wall. Or let's say he didn't mamish break them, but shehizik, he did damage to them. They were, let's say, chipped or cracked. Chayiv, this builder is obligated l'shalem to pay to the balabas the value of complete stones, because he should have been careful. However, zok de mishnah vayter, suppose hayasoyser mitzadzeh, he was told, he was hired, here, take down this part of the wall. He took down one part of the wall, but everything came crashing down. V'nofal mitzaracha, the stones on the other side came crashing down as well. And let's say it wasn't his fault. It's just that it was a shvacha wall. Once you took off half, the other half cracked. The din is potter, the builder is potter to pay. Here he's considered an anus. I maybe should have framed in the other side or supported it to make sure it doesn't fall. Look, he did what he was told, and l'maisa, the other half wasn't strong enough to stand on its own. However, the imachmas hamaka, let's see, as he was taking down one side of the wall, he gave it a real geschmacka zetz. Bang! Much more than the normal bang. And as a result, the stones on the other side of the wall fell as well, or broke. Chayiv, here he has to pay. Because this wasn't already the normal thing to do. Okay, so quickly chazering over. We learned it on Mishnah. If a person gave wood to a craftsman to create a keli, he created the keli, then broke it. He has to pay for the whole keli. Because once the keli is finished, it belongs to the balabas, and now he broke a keli that belongs to the balabas. And for sure, if he gave a carpenter a finished keli and said, can you please just knock in a nail over here, and he breaks it, then he has to pay for the keli. A builder took a job of taking apart a wall, said he won't break the stones, just going to separate them, and he wound up breaking the stones or damaging the stones, he has to pay for them. If his job was to take apart one half of the wall, and he did it in the normal way, and the other half came crashing down, he's potter, he's an itis. But if it happened because he smashed in too hard to the side of the wall that he was working on, then he is chayev.